Each program only gets 25 initial counters each year. And what that means is they can bring in 25 players each year, whether they're transfers or high school recruits. So if you bring in four transfers, then you're down to 21 high school prospects. And so there's a balancing act that they have to perform with this of who's leaving their program. How many spots are going to be open? How many high school kids do I want to take in this early signing period? Do I leave some spots open for transfers in January or February? Do I wait and see maybe if there's a talented receiver that's going to pop in and I need a receiver? Some coaches have said they're more willing to wait for the transfer or go after the transfer first because they can go after a guy that maybe has 2-3 years of eligibility left or 1 year of eligibility who they know has been in a college program and they know has produced, where they don't have to waste a 4-year scholarship on someone with that they really don't know how it's going to work out.